Coming up this Sunday in Eau Claire and then Wednesday in Holman, there is going to be a free screening of a new faith-based film. It's called This Day Forward, and it's based on a true story about a worship pastor and father. His name is Mike Jensen, who was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 38. And the story is being told through the eyes of his spouse, who's also his caretaker, Jen Jensen. And the caretakers are often the ones who carry the heaviest burden when you're going through a crisis like this. The movie is being shown in partnership with Thrivent Financial. And on the phone with me right now, I have Jenny Child. She is the manager of community engagement for Thrivent. Hello, Jenny.
Good morning, Darla.
How are you doing?
We are doing great.
Good. You know, when you sent us the information about this movie, both Kelly and I looked at it and said, wow, that sounds like a powerful film. It parallels the story of so many of our listeners as we have walked through these trials with them. Tell us about the film and how Thrivent got involved.
Sure. Well, Thrivent got involved mainly through a contact through Wartburg College, and she works with us as well on our Thrivent team. And they are taking this movie grassroots across the country. So the director is Brian Ide. As you shared, the story is about Michael and Jennifer Jensen. And all three of these people were Wartburg classmates.
Mm.
Brian is in Beverly Hills, California, and belongs to an Episcopal church that has an outreach of a film company called All Saints Films. And when they looked at sharing a story of impact, he brought this to their congregation, and they said this is something they wanted to move on. And this was back in just a few years ago, 2 years ago. Michael's diagnosis of brain cancer started back in 2012. And so, as you shared, this movie is all about the walk that Michael and Jen have with their family, their community, their friends around his diagnosis. And ultimate, what will it be is the movie, the story of the movie.
Mm. You know, it is astounding how in one moment your entire life can change. You know, it's that phone call, that diagnosis, that accident. It can just change everything overnight. And everything that you thought was so important the day before all of a sudden becomes kind of irrelevant, and you have a new focus in life. And in the description of the movie, it talked about how often the caregiver carries the heaviest burden and going through a situation like this, because they're trying to keep everything going as their loved one is suffering as well. You know, the director and producers you referred to, he said that they made the movie to be a voice for those who are living in their own unimaginable. And I thought that was so powerful because, you know, I know we as a family are going through our own unimaginable situation with the diagnosis of our daughter. And I know so many of our listeners face that unimaginable thing and how our faith in God can get us through those times.
Yeah, and you know, this movie, you know, when it talks about the struggle, like you said, the life changing, the world shaking, the faith testing stuff that is always put in our lap. It's about the faith and the fear together, but it also, it's a messy, and it happens to real families, and it's all about love winning and God being woven throughout all of those friendships and communities. So it's just such an impactful story to bring to the communities that they're showing it in.
You know, and it's not something we're ever prepared for, and none of us do it all right or perfectly or walk through it with this like perfect stoic faith. You know, we have our moments of struggle, and we have our moments of breaking down, and we have our moments of questioning God and our moments of anger. But through it all, we can see God's faithfulness. And the movie's going to be shown this Sunday, so this weekend at Peace Church in Eau Claire, and then on Wednesday the 17th, which is this coming Wednesday, at Holman High School. Tell us about getting involved, bringing this movie to the community. It's not just going to be the showing of the movie. There's going to be a time of discussion too, right?
Correct. So at Peace Church, the time of discussion will be at 6:30 with Brian, and then Jennifer Jensen will be there.
Mm.
And at 7 o'clock will be the showing, and we will be doing a free will offering for them to continue their ministry. In Holman on Wednesday, October 17th, there'll be a 6 o'clock meet and greet. They're also doing what we call a Thrive in Action team, where our advisor in that area is doing pizza sales so people can come and eat. And those dollars will go towards that free will offering, and then the film will begin at 7 p.m. For the Holman area, there are no tickets needed. There is, of course, space limitations, but no tickets required. For the Peace Church, we are asking them to go to an Eventbrite site just so we have an accurate head count for space. Mm-hmm. And that would be just eventbrite.com and go search under This Day Forward movie screening, and it would be in the Eau Claire area, and they can print off those free tickets there.
Okay, and we will have all of that, and we do have all that information on our community calendar. So if you're driving right now, you weren't able to jot all that down, we'll have the details for you on our community calendar at praisenetwork.com. Jenny, who is this movie for, and what do you think that they will walk away with?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's for anyone that has a true wants to have a true relationship with God and the journey that he puts before us every day. I want to share with you how they kind of summed it up in one of the comments was that this people will come to this movie, but they're going to walk away with the power of community and the power of friendship. They're going to walk away that this movie didn't idolize the illness. Mm. It was about the faith. They're going to see the unflinching burden of caregiving in the journey that Jen faces. And then they're going to hear all about God and how God was lifted up. So this is going to be an evening of just true inspiration, an inspiration and just heartfelt thanks for the faith that gets us through so many steps that we have to take that we're not quite sure of.
You know, it sounds like a powerful film, and I think almost all of us can relate to at least one aspect of the story, and we'll all walk away encouraged and strengthened and hopefully inspired. Thanks to you and Thrivent for helping to bring this film to our area. Again, it's called This Day Forward. It'll be shown at Peace Church in Eau Claire this Sunday, and then also at Holman High School on Wednesday the 17th. And you can find those details on our community calendar at praisenetwork.com. Jenny, so nice to talk with you. Thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you, too, for sharing this message. It's amazing to be able to get this out into our local communities.
That's what it's all about, just really to reach out with the love of God. Our guest today has been Jenny Child. She is the Manager of Community Engagement for the Wisconsin region of Thrivent Financial. And your office is up in Eau Claire, correct?
It is, and it's a gloomy day up here, but the sun is always shining, always shining.
Let me ask you this, have you seen any snowflakes yet?
No, but I've heard they're predicted tonight.
Yeah, I've had a few of our listeners in the outlying area say, yeah, we've seen some snowflakes today, so they are coming.
Yes.
Oh, Jenny, thank you. Nice to talk with you, and hopefully we will see you soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Darla.
You're welcome.